France, in a surprise move today, called for the suspension of economic sanctions against Iraq and the termination of the oil for food program. French Ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sadeliere proposes that the crippling economic sanctions on the Iraqi population should be suspended at once. At the same time, he says, UN weapons inspections teams should work alongside the U.S.-led coalition in the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
In this context, I have proposed that the decision should be taken to immediately suspend the civilian sanctions. I also propose that there should be some work to find the practical and pragmatic arrangement which, in our view, is necessary to coordinate and to combine the work of the American teams on the ground and the work of UNMOVIC and IAEA.
Mr. de la Sablière announced his proposal following a Security Council meeting with Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. It came at a time when Security Council members are trying to define the United Nations' role for a post-war Iraq. The Bush administration has said it wants a U.S.-led coalition rather than the United Nations to conduct the search for banned weapons in Iraq. It is pushing the Security Council to lift the U.N. sanctions that were imposed on Iraq after it invaded Kuwait in 1990. John Negroponte is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The coalition effort will be substantially increased and expanded, and I did take some time to explain to the Council the various types of activities that the coalition envisaged undertaking in terms of interviewing scientists, examining documents, going to all the different suspected sites, and so forth. But for the time being and for the foreseeable future, we visualize that as being a coalition activity.
Russian Ambassador Sergey Lavrov says his government is not opposed to the lifting of the sanctions, but wants UN inspectors first to certify that Iraq is free of banned weapons and the means to deliver them. The Security Council meeting with Chief Inspector Blix was expected to be the first of many on the issue. Mr. Blix says that when the situation on the ground permits, the UN teams could return to Iraq on relatively short notice. He told reporters that UN arms experts had the most credibility to lead the search for chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. He also described shortcomings with the coalition's intelligence on Iraq's banned weapons. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.